This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we got a lot to cover today. Some reports on if ventilators might be making patients worse who have coronavirus. We're going to talk about that. People are asking about mosquitoes. And are mosquitoes possibly putting people at risk for coronavirus? We're going to talk about unemployment rises. And, of course, our kitty cats going to be coronavirus kitty cats? Hopefully not. I got a lot of kitty cats. Don't want my kitty cats coronavirusizing. Last thing we want is that. But I want to just quickly tell you guys, some of you have some anxiety about Easter and, you know, how to do that without having the family. Well, we have data. Okay, we have a preliminary trial of how Skype went with a religious dinner. Because we just had Passover. So for those of us who did Passover, we can clue you in as to the pros and cons with Skype. And I'm going to tell you right now, Skype will work. In fact, I think there were even some advantages. So, okay, on one end, okay, so what are some advantages? Okay, well, first, have you guys ever been to a Seder? Okay, Seders are kind of rough because you're hungry. And you know that for the next 8 days, you can't have cookies or baked goods or anything like that. And so you're thinking about how your bowels are going to be and how constipated you're going to be and if you're going to bleed and all that. You know, but you're hungry nonetheless because you weren't able to eat for most of the day because you were preparing Passover dinner. But then you have to do a service. And so you sit and you read from something called the Haggadah. And the Haggadah helps us, you know, go through the story of Exodus and how the Hebrews were slaves and how Moses had to, you know, with God's help, you know, help get the slaves out of Egypt and go through the whole, you know, thing, the part of the Red Sea and all that. And we go through the, ten plagues and all that. So, you know, it's kind of a long service. And, you know, you have a lot of reading. And for those of us that know Hebrew, you know, we do part in Hebrew. If you don't know Hebrew, you pretend you do and you mouth the words, you know, like a lot of us have done also. And so there is a lot of Bible in there, obviously, right? Okay. So maybe I should talk about, I don't know if I should talk about the disadvantages of Skype versus the advantages of Skype. Well, let's talk about the advantages of Skype. Okay, so the advantages of Skype is if you want to share this dinner with others, you could do it. I mean, they're going to have to eat their own food or whatever, you know, but that's an advantage. If you can't cook well, you don't have to worry about them not liking their food. They made their own top ramen or whatever they ate, right? Okay, number two is if you don't like a family member, you don't necessarily have to Skype them in, okay? You could claim that you have internet issues. You didn't pay your internet bill because of coronavirus. All right? If the person on Skype starts to drive you crazy, there's a little button that hangs up. You could just hang up. And if you don't want to be rude, you can act like it was an accident. Go, I don't know what happened. What were you saying? Well, when you were young, you didn't do, and you know, gosh, your internet's out again. So you could just keep hanging up. Then what was really, really cool too is, you know how people after, you know, dinner, like Thanksgiving, Christmas, whatever, like they'll just stay at the house and they don't leave. They don't leave. With Skype, they have to leave. I mean, you just, again, it's a red button. Okay, I want you guys to all practice with your Skype, right? It's a red button, and you just have to push, it's like the hang-up button. And there's a mute. So let's say the family member is just going off on who knows what. And, you know, how you never invite them over, and how, you know, maybe you're doing the Seder all wrong or whatever. There's a mute button. So you could pretend like you're listening, like, and you could do that, and you don't have to listen to them. So I kind of think I like the whole Skype religious thing, you know? Okay, now, on the flip side, though, the cons are you forget that people are coming over. So when we Skyped in, my mom, she saw that the kitchen was a mess. She could see, you know, if we had any, like, you know, energy drinks. Why are you drinking energy drinks? I'm like, how did you see that? Because we would have hidden everything before she came. You know, before the in-laws come or the parents come, you do, like, a cleaning. And you, I mean, you know how to hide stuff. Meanwhile, you know, they see the kids' condoms or whatever, I mean, is at the house. That was tough. Okay, and then, you know, they also see our bad habits. Like, we let the dog be at the Passover table. You know, and Shaky Boo is always there, you know, and whereas if, you know, family was over, they'd be, like, hidden. So that's also a problem. You know, the other thing, too, also is now there's no excuse to not invite somebody over. We're talking even distant relatives that you hoped you never had to see again. Because they could say, well, you have Skype. And then you have to either lie, which you really don't want to do during a religious dinner. Oh, I did. I lied like half a dozen times. I mean, I just, yeah. I don't know when the last time I told my mom any truth was. But, you know, for the most part, you're trying to be, you know, religious. So you don't really want to lie or fib or, you know, dishonor the mother or the father or kill or whatever the hell the Olympics are, the commandments are. So you want to, so the problem is then there's like no excuse, you know. And so here I am, you know, thinking that that's the other thing too. Skype has a really, really good microphone. So if I got the Hebrew wrong, here's my mom going, what did you say? You said that wrong. I said, oh, crap. And I'm like, okay, well, if you were here, I could at least blame, you know, somebody, you know, but her Skype was right next to me, so she could hear every time I said the word wrong. I'm like, I can't speak it. I don't know what I'm doing. So there's definitely some advantages and disadvantages. But for those of you kind of panicking and you're like, okay, you know what? Easter dinner is huge, obviously. You know, will it work? It really did. It was really kind of nice. And you know, it allowed you all to still be together, coronavirus style. And, you know, it did work, okay? Not that I'd want to do it every year, but it did work. But definitely savor the advantages when life gives you lemons to make lemonade. Don't go away, we'll be right back, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though, so now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And we are taking your calls, your questions, your comments. One of you yesterday had asked about mosquitoes. And can mosquitoes transmit coronavirus? Now, okay. From what I'm understanding, we have no data that has shown anybody has gotten this coronavirus from a mosquito. By mosquito, it has a suck-blow mechanism where a mosquito lands on you. It will actually inject a little bit of anesthetic so you don't feel that the mosquito's on you. You never feel when a mosquito's on you. And then later, you're like, oh, my gosh, this thing is itchy. And they're like, when was it on me? Well, it's because a lot they inject a little anesthetic. Then what happens is they suck up your blood. They feed on you. Then they go to somebody else, and then when they inject the anesthetic, they blow, and they could blow some of the blood back into somebody else, which is how mosquitoes can transmit disease, like West Nile, Zika, chikungunya, and I know I'm mispronouncing it, but that's just because I don't pronounce viruses pretty well. So coronaviruses, the family of viruses, from what we understand, even though it could go from animal to people, like bat, you know, or people to cats, you know, does not necessarily mean it's a vector virus, meaning it needs a vector such as a mosquito. People have asked, so my answer to that is I do not believe we have to worry about mosquitoes transmitting it. Is there the potential? Absolutely. And the reason why is we haven't studied it, but let's say you have a cut and you touch a surface and then you touch your cut. Could you technically give yourself coronavirus? You might. Coronavirus really needs respiratory receptors. They need things that the respiratory tree has. But because we have been told that some people could acquire it from an oral transmission, that's if we're going with the Chinese theory that this came from a bat and people eating bats, which not a lot of people do, then technically you can then consume it. Well, if you could consume it and you could breathe it in, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, you could also, you know, absorb it through skin. But we're just not finding enough data on that yet, and I don't want people to panic. If you touch a surface and wash your hands, I don't believe you're going to get coronavirus, unless, of course, you touch your face, touch your eyes, touch your mouth, etc. So at this point, I'm going to say it's a no on mosquitoes. Could the virus ever transfer? No. Now, I'm pulling up something on MERS. MERS was the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. That has been around now for about, I believe, 6 years. Again, no reports of spread. And they did do a study where they gave mosquitoes a blood meal of the coronavirus MERS, which is the Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome. It was detected for up to 1 day in the insect. However, for this to become a threat to humans, they say a bunch more things need to happen. The mosquitoes would have to acquire the virus, then the virus would have to undergo replication in the gut tissue, disseminate to the sites of replication, including the salivary glands, and then get released into the arthropod salivary secretions, where it may be inoculated into the skin and cutaneous vasculature of the host during subsequent feeding. So if we are assuming that after the mosquito feeds, that mechanism is completely cleaned out, and then when they, again, use their salivary glands to inject the anesthetic into the next host, there's not going to be a spread of the virus. My guess is, it's not completely sterile, but my guess is it's not enough of a dose that we're thinking that it could be spreading. That being said, I am watching Miami, Puerto Rico. I am watching the, you know, areas in the United States that do seem to be more vulnerable to mosquito illnesses. Now, I'm pulling up my New York Times. That's my favorite map on the coronavirus, looking at the states. It's just so colorful, and, you know, it really kind of, you know, shows you where things are happening. You know, you will notice in the more wetter climates, you know, we do have little epicenters, you know, like Louisiana and Miami, whereas in some of the drier areas, it doesn't seem to be as active, but it still is active. You know, of course, New York and New England still just, you know, take the cake with the cases. Let me just give you guys a number count really quick here, and we are taking your calls and your questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Globally, we're at 1.5 million cases worldwide. Deaths, 91,595. So we're almost at 100,000 deaths from this. About 344,000 people have recovered. Actively, we have 48,000 people in the world in serious or critical condition. They say that is about 4% of currently infected patients. Of those that are closed cases, close to 80% recovered, have been discharged, able to leave the hospital, or fell fine. Unfortunately, 21% of the closed cases, ended up dead. So we still have a higher mortality with this coronavirus than flu. But again, the numbers will change based on how many active cases. So if people are having coughs and colds and they're staying home because on telemedicine we're telling them to, and there's not a lot of testing available, so they're not getting tested, then, you know, that could completely change the numbers. So currently our total cases that have been tested and confirmed are 438,000 in the United States. We've had about 15,732 total deaths. Now, Dr. Fauci, who had originally predicted that we would be at about over 100,000 to 200,000 deaths, from what I'm understanding, according to NPR, he has changed that number to about 60,000. All right? He says currently it looks more like 60,000 than the 100,000 to 200,000 that Dr. Fauci estimated. Now, is it because we've done a good job with the, you know, crackdowns and the lockdowns and we've tried to stave it off? Is it because we're using the hydroxychloroquine? You know, is it because we have such amazing people on the front lines? You know, or is it because they overestimated in the beginning? Fauci discussed COVID-19 at its death toll Thursday morning. They say the number of deaths and the cases that we're seeing right now are really validating what we said. On the other hand, as you can see, there are some glimmers of hope, particularly when you look at the situation in New York, where the number of hospitalizations, requirements for intensive care, and intubation over the last few days have stabilized and are coming down. So how are things looking in the individual states? So when we look at USA and we break it down into our states, obviously New York is still, you know, at the highest. They have 151,000 cases, about 7,000 deaths. New Jersey coming in next because of its proximity to New York, 47,000 cases, 1,500 deaths. Michigan, 20,000 cases, 959 deaths. California going up a little bit, 507 cases, 19,000 deaths. Pennsylvania, 18,000 cases, 338 deaths. Now again, people are asking why such a discrepancy in death number from California to New York when California is one of the most populous states. Again, California, things are more spread out. Things are more dry. You know, maybe we're having a different reporting being done there than New York. You know, maybe New York hospitals are like, look, we are so busy. This person died. They're positive for coronavirus. Count it. Whereas California is like, we're going to wait to count it. I'm not saying this is what's happening, but maybe an example is California is like, okay, yes, this person died, is coronavirus positive, but we are going to have to decide if the coronavirus caused her death or if that was coincidental. So again, we don't know if that's being done on each of these numbers. It could be out of New York, but we don't know. When you look at Michigan and Pennsylvania, again, highly populous areas. Pennsylvania is so close to New York, I wouldn't be surprised that they have a lot of cases. But right now, they have 18,000 cases compared to New York's 151,000. So that's interesting. Louisiana comes in next with 17,000 cases. Then Massachusetts, 16,700. Florida, 16,300. They have about 354 deaths. Again, a very stark contrast to New York, considering we think a lot of people in Florida came from New York. But again, is there something to do with the heat? I don't want to be overly optimistic about heat because still Florida is grappling with a lot of cases. They're still in the top 10. And again, we don't know about their testing status. You know, is everybody getting tested that needs to be? But you do wonder. A lot of people are also asking about vitamin D. Florida's very sunny. Right? Let's look down at Nevada. Nevada's pretty sunny. We have about 80 deaths, 2,400 cases. Still a lot, but we're pretty sunny. If you look at, let's see, Arizona. Where's Arizona in this? Arizona has 3,000 cases, 89 deaths. You know, Utah, 1,800 cases, 13 deaths. So, you know, is it the dryness? Is it the sunniness? Hawaii, 435 cases, but 5 deaths in Hawaii. So, you know, makes you wonder. Now, Alaska. Alaska hasn't been too sunny, but they have 226 cases and 7 deaths. But then again, they aren't as populous. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Yeah. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the Labor Department reports, another 6.6 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week because of the coronavirus outbreak. The Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says things may be tough now, but things will recover quickly.
There is every reason to believe that the economic rebound, when it comes, can be robust. We entered this turbulent period on a strong economic footing, and that should help support the recovery.
Powell was speaking there to a forum in Washington, D.C. this morning. Social distancing may be working in the fight against the outbreak. Health officials say while there's still some ways to go, initial coronavirus task force models had estimated the disease would claim about 200,000 lives in the United States. Now they've lowered their projections from the hundreds of thousands down to the tens of thousands. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Daniel, who's working the dials. All right, so more unemployment claims. Apparently, we have 6.6 million workers filing for benefits. Another brutal week in the U.S. labor market. I think part of the reason is people were hoping that this would only be a couple weeks long, maybe a few weeks long, and they keep talking about extending the lockdown, extending the shutdown, you know, more people dying. And so it's, you don't really have a lot of, you know, people thinking that we're going to reopen anytime soon. We might. And my prediction is when we do reopen, it's going to be like, all right, guys, you know what? Monday. And everybody's going to be like, oh, my gosh, where's my pants? But, you know, and most of us aren't wearing pants. Oh, my gosh. It's crazy. You know what? I found my perfume that I wore 3.5 weeks ago. Yeah, it was just sitting there. And I'm like, I haven't used perfume. I mean, I think I smell good enough for my husband, but I guess before I would go out and, you know, be around people, I haven't worn perfume, like, So maybe we are saving money somehow. So, following two consecutive weeks of jobless claims in the millions, another 6.606 million Americans, that's 666 in there, Americans filed for unemployment benefits for the week ending April 4th. Economists were predicting 5.5 million jobless claims for the week. The prior week's record-breaking figure was revised to 6.867 million from 6.648 million. So, according to Greg McBride, Bankrate's chief financial analyst, he said the labor market is setting records, but for all the wrong reasons. Another 6.6 million unemployment claims were filed in the past week, bringing the tally to an unprecedented 16.5 million in the past 3 weeks alone. They say continuing unemployment claims also hit a new record of 7.45 million. And soon enough, this will be the number we watch every week, it said. J.P. Morgan expected 7 million jobless claims for the week ending April 4th. This is according to Yahoo Finance. California had the highest number of initial claims at an estimated 925,000, up from 879 the prior week. Georgia lost about 388,000 jobs. Michigan, 385,000. Well, that's on claims, unemployment claims. New York, 345,000. So, you know, other states got hit harder than others. There's massive backlogs piling up. UBS economist Seth Carpenter thinks there's going to be more pain ahead. Now, I here's the thing. The states that joined the shelter in place, well, guidelines, they were the ones that probably had the larger uptick. Because, you know, once a lot of governors said, all right, everybody stay home, you know, then businesses were really forced to shut down. I mean, for us, you know, we shut down when our governor told us, but there were a lot of places still open. And then they said, no, I mean business. And then a bunch more, you know, so you get these little bursts. States that delayed their restrictions on activity, like Florida, Georgia, Virginia, North Carolina, Texas, they might, once they have more, you know, severe shelter in place, which I think they just did, then we're going to see their claims rise. They say new claims in North Carolina at 66 times their normal level the past year. They've already risen above the national average. In Virginia, 55 times. Florida, 52 times. Yeah, because I believe they just went on lockdown. So obviously being on lockdown, it changes things, and if your store can't be open, you're stuck. Google searches for unemployment benefits continue to soar over the past month. Google has data. When people looked up unemployment benefits, that, I mean, obviously they're searching for, how to apply. So they found a peak on March 26th and then another peak April 2nd. Then it started to go down a little bit. So, you know, there was a $250 billion bailout that was put forward in the Senate. Democrats, from what I understand, objected the measure. They say lawmakers are home, social distancing, but McConnell sought to pass the cash infusion. Hold on, let me quiet my computer down. Let me mute. They say McConnell tried to pass the cash infusion swiftly yesterday by unanimous consent, even though they only had a skeleton group of senators. But Democrats, they say, blocked the effort because they wanted add-ons to help businesses in disadvantaged communities and an additional $250 billion in funds for other priorities. So the extra funding is being sought amid concerns that the original $350 billion program to help businesses stay afloat is going to run dry. Yeah, I don't see how that was going to be enough money. The stalemate in the Senate comes after, obviously, a record-breaking amount of Americans have filed for unemployment. So, McConnell has pleaded with the Democrats to pass the measure that would change the funding for the program from $350 billion to $600 billion total in a clean emergency measure. He said, my colleagues must not treat working Americans as political hostages. This does not have to be, nor should it be contentious. So, yeah, I mean, do we really want any more funding going to, you know, certain art centers and things like that? I mean, but I get how if, you know, somebody is going to do a bailout, everybody kind of wants their name on it. They want their signature. They want their 2 cents. And that's why, you know, we shouldn't have politicians running the country. We should have hardworking Americans that really, I'm not saying the politicians aren't hardworking, but I think we really need blue collar, you know, some of us in white collar, you know, we need doctors and nurses and, you know, construction workers and, you know, people in all industries to be there making the decisions. And unfortunately, we're not. So where I'm concerned from an employment standpoint is we have a couple issues. Before the lockdown, all right, there were a couple things going on. And I, just from what I noticed, you know, with my, I have two stores. I have two Supercuts. And I have no problem, you know, just kind of telling you guys, just it's pretty apparent, pretty transparent what, you know, what went through our head. When we heard about the virus, the first thing that went to my head was, well, and I kind of knew about it, you know, earlier in January and even December, because I'm like, something's going on here. I didn't know exactly what it was until China released some information. But, you know, I thought we were just having a pretty bad flu season. And, you know, we had just acquired a couple Supercuts, and, you know, and we were like, you know, gosh, you know, I hope my staff is safe. You know, we got them hand sanitizer because we were worried about flu. Then we heard that this coronavirus might be coming to our neck of the woods. You know, and so it was, well, gosh, you know, is this coronavirus deadlier than flu? If it's not, you know, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, you know, what should we do during flu season, you know, in general? And then there were hints of shutting down. And some of my crew was like, please don't. Okay, we still need to make money. I mean, we got through flu season. We feel fine. Please don't shut down. And there was one who was like, I really don't want to work. I'm scared. We're like, you don't have to work. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I mean, if you need to stay off, I totally fine, whatever. But we decided that we were going to close down. And then almost the decision got made for us even the day after we decided, because then the governor said we're going to shut down. So we were going to shut down anyway. But I bring up the fact that not only are people shutting down because of the government, but there might be on the reopening businesses slow to reopen if they don't have workers that want to work, you know, because they're afraid of the, you know, of the virus, or they, you know, like now staying home. So my concern is, I mean, you know, my staff has said they cannot wait for us to reopen. And we told them the second we're allowed to, we will, because they want to make money and tips and things like that. I get that, you know, and I want them to be able to, you know, provide better than what unemployment can do. But, and we still haven't gotten any money from small business or whatever. So we had to tell them to go on unemployment. We don't know when money is going to come in from the Small Business Association loan or whatever. So, you know, and people need money now. So that's why unemployment went up. People are like, why is unemployment going up if the government promised SBA loans and all that? Because we don't know when that money's coming in. Nobody does. But a concern I have for the reopening is if you have workers that are like, the virus is still out there. No, I'm going to wait till it's gone. Then that business is either going to have to staff new people or wait until they get staffed. And if schools aren't going to reopen, and you have people saying, you know what, my kids are home now, I don't think I could come back to work, then what? So, I mean, unemployment will hopefully go down, and we'll be able to hire again, but it is a concern for most business owners. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest Green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're being told that there are some questions when it comes to ventilators. And And are ventilators doing more harm than good? I say no. I'm a big fan of ventilators, but the reason why we use ventilators, and we talked about that, is these are kind of breathing machines that help out the patient when they're having trouble exchanging oxygen on their own. And so, and you know what, let me kind of fix my microphone here. Sorry about that, guys. All right. So, the ventilator gets kicked in when people fatigue, they can't breathe on their own, they're not getting enough oxygen. And there's been concerns that we don't have enough. You know, hear what these models and predictions that, oh, you know, we're out 1,100 ventilators or we're going to need 8,000 ventilators. And, you know, companies are shipping ventilators, but they're the wrong ventilator machines. And so today there was an article, and I apologize because we have here again more. Why isn't this muted? Okay, it's supposed to be muted for crying out loud. There we go. That a ventilator might make things worse. And the reason why people are saying this, and again, I want you guys to take this with a grain of salt, is because when somebody gets coronavirus and they start to make all that inflammatory juice, we believe it makes a certain coating that is clogging up the alveoli, the little baby sacs that are supposed to allow oxygen exchange. In order for air to get to we're trying to get oxygen from the air into our blood without bleeding out. How do you get that access? Well, it is a fantastically choreographed and engineered system such that there is oxygen and gas exchange that can happen at the microcellular level in the alveoli. And, I mean, we are talking, which is why I yell at you guys when you smoke, you know, because, or vape or whatever, because you need that access so, you know, discreetly. We are talking micro nanometer. I don't know how small these cells are, but they are super small. And so when a virus comes in and you start to make the gook, that blocks up a whole bunch of these. Well, then your other ones have to hopefully work and do the job. And sometimes it gets very cakey or gooey, which makes you wonder, you know, if we're doing right with some of the drying agents we might have been using, you know, using to dry people up. We might want the secretions to be loose enough to move and not get all sticky. That's a whole other thing for pulmonologists and me to discuss. Yes, I will meet some pulmonologists and discuss with it if any pulmonologists want to meet with me. But they know more. These guys are on the front line, and so I am going to bow to their expertise, which is why if they want to use a ventilator, I get that. And the reason why we use a ventilator is we are hoping to push air in, especially oxygen, so that we can still get to those alveoli. But what they're concerned about is that the pushing of the air might damage the alveoli, that the pressure might have to be actually a little less because you have damaged alveoli, and they wonder if those can hurt them even more. Now, non-invasive breathing support, you know, doesn't require sedation. The patient can participate, you know, kind of help breathe harder, things like that. And, you know, they wonder if maybe some people are being put on a ventilator too soon, you know, or are they already so far gone in their respiratory function that the ventilator isn't doing much? Now, this all has to do with somebody's oxygenation, all right? We want you, you know, 98 to 100 if we can. But if you're, you know, below 94, when I was in training, if you were below 92, you needed to be admitted to the hospital. But, you know, depending on where you're practicing, they want you to be at least above 95%. If not, you could obviously be having issues. And, you know, I've seen people at home at 94%. I'm like, get in here. So don't think, wow, 89% is a B+. No, if you're at 89%, you're in big trouble. The 93% signals that somebody might be suffering organ damage due to lack of oxygen, according to Stat News. So you do not want to start dipping close to the 80s. They say at the 93% mark, which is a little different from when I trained, off by, up by a percent, which I'm happy with. I never liked waiting till 92%. But at the 93% mark, they said patients with other forms of severe pneumonia or respiratory distress are first placed on non-invasive devices, meaning we'll put a little nasal cannula, you know, with oxygen in your nose, and, you know, we'll give you like a face mask. But if you can't continue to breathe, or if we're seeing that you're having issues, we will force the oxygen in you by sedating you and putting you on the ventilator. If it's not so much that you're not getting oxygen, but also you have a buildup of carbon dioxide. If you don't have enough carbon dioxide, that leads to more acid in the body, because carbon dioxide makes things more acidic based on the chemistry. So it's a fine dance. It really is. So now you have doctors having to pick and choose who's going to get the ventilator. Originally, they were doing it based on need and triaging. If we think you're going to die anyway, should we save the ventilator because we don't have enough for somebody who's going to live? I cannot imagine having to make that decision. I had to do triage in an ER before. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. And that's what these doctors are having to do every day, especially in New York. But now some are considering, well, maybe, you know, maybe we don't need to use them on everybody. Now, they say of the patients with severe respiratory distress who are placed on ventilators, 40 to 50% of them die. In New York City, they say the deaths of coronavirus patients placed on the machines are closer to 80%. Now, I know some of you are freaked out by the number, like, oh my gosh, you know, my loved one was just put on a ventilator. Again, we're not doing it to kill them, we're doing it to help save them. You know, there's still a chance they're going to live, but, 80% of them, according to New York City stats, die by the time they have to need a ventilator. They say higher than normal death rates have been reported elsewhere in the U.S. A report from the U.K. put the figure at 66% of those who need a ventilator. A very small study in Wuhan said 86%. So is it that their health was so poor and that the ventilator was decided to be used too late? Or did the ventilator accelerate and make matters worse? So the high death rate has led some doctors to keep patients off ventilators for as long as possible. But then again, is that possibly why we're seeing a higher death rate? We don't know. If some people can turn the corner and not need a ventilator, you just save that ventilator for somebody more serious. So this is not an easy situation. I mean, obviously we need more ventilators. And when this is all said and done, we need the ventilator stored, ready to go at a moment's notice in case hospitals need them. So there have been reports that people on ventilators tend to be much longer if you have coronavirus. People that need to be on them stay on them longer than other kinds of patients. So those with bacterial pneumonia may be on a ventilator, they say, for no more than a day or two. Yet coronavirus patients may be on a ventilator for up to a week or two. Hence, each ventilator is being used longer, as opposed to in the hospital, they're getting switched out pretty quickly and cleaned. So the question is do ventilators make it worse? I would say no. At this point, it is all about, you know, trying to heal the patient, and if the patient is having issues breathing, you know, you try as much as possible. But I do agree that we do need to study this more in terms of the timing, in terms of, you know, do I think ventilators could be making it worse? I need to see more proof of that. Do I think that maybe ventilators might be instituted too late? Yeah. Based on people being overwhelmed and hospitals being overwhelmed and not having enough, there is that possibility that maybe somebody could be getting a ventilator too late, and that's why, you know, they might be more likely to die because they got it by the time they were already in major respiratory distress. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.